continue with your calls through the next 2 hours, interspersed with special guest Gary Melton, who I've been watching for a few years, but man, he's really smart. A lot of people I know that are really smart pay attention to him. He knows what he's talking about. We're not going to sit here and talk about Candace Owens and all that stuff today. We're talking about big picture and where he sees the country going while we take your phone calls. And then Matt Bracken, another really smart patriot, will be joining us on the Iran strikes and more that I think are about to happen. But let's go back to your calls right now. Let's go to Mark in Michigan. Mark, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to cover bullet points that you brought up as quick as I can. First of all, I got your ugly Christmas sweater. Everybody loved it. Quality made. It was a hit. So I just wanted to tell you that was really cool.
Well, thank you, brother. Works. Thanks for the support.
You more than deserve it. Trust me. The methylene. Okay, I take a drop a day. And, again, I'm not bragging. I'm just, you know, I'm a 70-year-old, self-employed. My wife and I own our own business. Back in the day, I was pretty jacked like Rocky did martial arts. However, I take it. It clears up the brain fog. But being a Polish, Russian, Austrian DNA, I've got a high tolerance for drugs and alcohol. So I'm not bouncing off the walls. It's good, but can you do more than one drop a day, or is that questionable?
Well, it's all your physiology, and we take hours to get into what methylene blue does. We have the best medical grade, but it skips the oxidation process several levels, cleans out the mitochondria, switches cells back on. I mean, it's just incredible. It's like iodine, but the next level. And so consult your physician, and I'm not going to tell you what, you know, Kennedy takes 3 dropperfuls a day. If I did that, I would be so happy I wouldn't even come into work. In fact, I was taking it every day for a while, and I was so happy I was suddenly ready to just, oh, everything's fine, because, you know, it does have kind of a natural antidepressant effect. That's why you can't take it if you're on antidepressants. It'll make you go crazy. And it doesn't have the same mechanism. It's just it interacts with them. I mean, it's really serious stuff.
It definitely clears up the brain fog and keeps me going. But okay, so you brought up iodine. So back on July 1st of 2022, I called in to brag about your iodine, which I take. You guys literally made a commercial. I told you I had left Nazi Michigan, moved to the panhandle of Florida, and I'm back in Michigan again for business reasons. But anyways, you guys literally made a commercial and showed Gretchen Whitmer with the Pensacola shoreline with a Nazi flag behind her, and it had your voice and my voice on the phone recording. And you had made a call. You said, you know, you were like $200,000 a month short. So I called in, talked to you about 2 weeks later, and one of your guys, I said, well, why don't you charge everybody $25 or $50 for every phone call that we could just log onto a server and get a tape of the phone call? And you guys said, oh, that's a great idea. I estimated you do over $100,000 a month easily pulling that in. And so you guys didn't do it, but what I'm saying is I would like to have that July 1st of 22 commercial with you and me talking on the phone, and I'd gladly pay you $50 for it. That would be cool.
Well, we need the equivalent of Super Chats, and we're going to do that. We have such a limited crew, and I'm not going to exaggerate. I work about 16 hours a day,
right.
and then I kind of get fuzzy at that point by nighttime and kind of like make retarded decisions. So I'm having to reassess things. And like, this year, my new year's resolution is focus, sleep more, be healthier, which I've already been doing, and then work 12 hours a day. I got to compartmentalize it because I'm starting to like next day see decisions I make like 6 o'clock at night. I'm like, that's a bad decision. So at a certain point, there's all these projects we want to get done, and we're going to do it, brother. I appreciate your call. But a lot of exciting things happening. I mean, if you think how far we've come when people, 1% of people knew what was going on 30 years ago. Now it's like 40% have a good idea. Another 20% are starting to wake up. I mean, it's ours to lose. That's why evil's moving so fast and going so crazy. And then rolling out their next generation attacks, which is people posing that they're us to sabotage our operations, which I used just a few nights ago when Gary Melton was on with us during the final show of the year. It's like the Terminator. It looks like us, but it's not us. And then it slips into our base and then attacks us. I mean, that's what this is. And so we got to be ready for that. The frontal assaults don't work anymore. They're going to hit us from behind and from the side and from below. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Foreign and domestic. I cover corporate interest, individual interest, political interest, foreign interest, when their heads rise up and when they're trying to control the destiny of this country. And so I don't have some fetish about Israel, but at the same time, when Israel is manipulating our internal politics, I will cover it. And if Keir Starmer of the UK was doing this, which he's been doing, I attack him. If the EU was coming after our free speech, trying to manipulate our elections, I would come after what you do. But the boldness of Israel, and Netanyahu saying an eight-front war, we got to control American speech, then his surrogate, the former head of their NSA and the 8200 group, Shlomo Kramer, and I played large segments, I'm going to play a short clip now, coming out and saying we got to get rid of the First Amendment or we're restricted for your safety. And what's he want? Internet ID, which is the heart of a global social credit score system that we see being passed around the world right now, standardized by the UN. They got right-wing states like Texas. Oh, let's not let kids see porn. But then everybody has internet ID. It's not about the porn, folks. You should control your kids. So all this is happening. We've had courts, by the way, striking that down. But here he is, Israel cybersecurity billionaire Shlomo Kramer says, it's time to limit the First Amendment. That's a quote. We need to control all social media platforms and take control of what they are saying. The boldness of that, and then you got the left wing to restrict free speech at the same time. This is beyond dangerous. And I have Netanyahu, already played the clip earlier, saying we've got to win the war in America over speech. And then, of course, you know, once they get it in, it just won't be censoring the Islamists, it'll be censoring everybody. So here's a short clip of him talking about it.
I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it, and quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms, all the social platforms. We need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online, and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government should control the social media.
Yeah.
You are representatives of the Christian Zionists who made Jewish Zionism possible. It's hard for me to conceive the emergence of the Jewish state, the reemergence of the Jewish state, without the support of Christian Zionists in the United States, also in Britain, but the main thrust was in the United States in the 19th century. So Christian Zionism facilitated the rise and success of Jewish Zionism. And it's been an enormous partnership since then. I've known some of you. Mike, how long have we known? Since we were teenagers, something like that? A long time.
46 years.
46 years. Since we were a little more than teenagers. But I can say that we have no better friends, and I mean that sincerely. You have stood by us through thick and thin, and now we're challenged by new challenges, but equally with new opportunities. We fought, as you know, a seven-front war, and we've come out in many ways victorious. But there's an eighth front, and that's the front for the hearts and minds of people, especially young people in the West, and for me, especially in the United States, and for me, especially on the conservative wing of the United States. And I think it's not just Israel's battle. I think it's our common Judeo-Christian civilization.
And it goes into the woke right. So let's stop there. Everybody knows, I'm not apologizing. It's clear. I don't have a hard-on for Israel. If any foreign government was saying we need to censor the First Amendment, I'd be all over it. We have the EU pressuring, the UK pressuring, all of this. This is outrageous to have any foreign power doing this. And the Israel lobbies are pushing for this. So, you know, Gary Melton, I wanted you on just in general about America, the Islamic threat, the globalists, what the left's planning, how they're trying to divide and conquer. And then you've got this right in the middle of it, the head of the, you know, Israel's NSA saying we got to get rid of the First Amendment. It's just so outrageous, but it shows how desperate all of these corrupt governments are. They're all calling for censorship. They're all calling for control. And the question is, what do we pressure the Trump administration to do? Because Netanyahu wants to strike, quote, all missile sites. Well, that's not nukes. Now that's all missile sites. Well, that's why Iran says we're at war. Trump says, well, if you kill any protesters, we're going to full war. Well, they are killing protesters. So to me, this is all hurtling over the edge. And it is the Israel lobby. They're pushing us into war, pushing censorship. There's other people involved, but I have to call it like it is. How do you think we respond to this? What's your overall 35,000-foot view on where the American Republic is today and how we can hopefully defuse this?
Well, first of all, Alex, thanks for having me on. Happy New Year to you and yours. Look, we're under a multifaceted attack from within and from without. And, you know, there's a real clear and easy litmus test to see who's our friend, who's our enemy, who's looking out for our interests. And that is all we got to do is look at the Constitution. Anytime that someone is attacking our civil liberties, our constitutional rights, it's very clear. It indicates who they are. And look, we cannot stand for any of these attacks. And there's a reason, you know, our podcast is called Dangerous Liberty. Liberty is dangerous. The only thing that's more dangerous than liberty is the lack thereof. And, you know, every single atrocity, every single attack on a people is always, you know, perpetrated under the guise of safety, security, and it's just a ruse. And it's a ruse for you to give up your rights, to give up your freedoms, and everything that makes you an individual, the liberties that we have, that people have died for, that I fought for, that I have friends that have died for, we're not giving them up. And that's just a fact. Whether it's the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, you name it, like that's where we draw the line, period. And that's where we're at with this, among many other issues.
Well, that's right. We're being told by the left, the right, the Democrats, all of it, give up your liberty for security, give up rugged individualism for the warmth of collectivism. But we know in every case, the warmth of collectivism is a domesticated hog that's going to be slaughtered for Christmas dinner. Here's Mondami after being sworn in on a Quran saying we're getting rid of individualism for the warmth of collectivism, like literally the frog in the pot. Here it is.
We will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. If our campaign demonstrated that the people of New York yearn for solidarity, then let this government foster it. Because no matter what you eat, how you pray, or where you come from, the words that most define us are the two we all share, New Yorkers.
Total domestication. The enemy is you being self-sufficient. The enemy is you being independent. Can't skin a buck, can't run a trot line, folks. When you hear that, you know to run. Why do people run to America, though we've been the best house in my neighborhood? We had the most rugged individualism. Anybody knows, you spoil your kids, give them everything, you're going to end up with blobs, ruined people. My parents didn't buy me a bike when I asked for one because they were mean. They told me to go get a job mow yards because they wanted me to learn how the world. I mean, this is so simple. Your take on that, Mr. Melton?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, the more that we are a collective, the easier that we are to control. The more government dependence that we have, the easier that we are to control. And we see that in all the major cities. We see what the Democrats are doing. All of these things are being very generous with the hardworking Americans' tax dollars and giving it to people that aren't working. And then these people are going to vote in a better lifestyle. That's what they want. They're taking from those that are working. They're giving it to the people that aren't. And, you know, that's exactly what we're seeing with Minnesota. These are these government programs that are built with fraud in mind. And again, it's a collectivism that we as Americans have always rejected. And that is probably the main reason that we become the country that we are, is our lack of dependence on the government. And that's what America's about. And the more that we get closer to this, all we're doing is paying for communism, paying for socialism, and then we're being forced to participate in this and taking our resources to fund these things. I mean, that's what we're seeing all over the country.
Well, it's really simple what they're doing. And people say communism is a failed ideology. No, it's an ideology to take over a free country and enslave it. And the first part, for a few years, everything's free. Then it's all gone. Then you all go to work camps. And these idiots think they're about to win. But the globalists have bet that Mondami and this new idea is going to beat the Republicans. And if Trump continues to soft pedal things and the Republicans continue to do the same old game, a lot of the young people are going to go ahead and vote for communism and buy into that lie.
No, absolutely. And that's what we're seeing with the exodus from New York. We're seeing the exodus come from out of California. And unfortunately, all these people that are under these policies that they realize are self-defeating, they're coming to these Republican states, these states that believe in individual liberty and freedom. And then they're just voting back in the same problems that, you know, they fled from. And it's a tough thing. And that, you know, Minnesota really is kind of the culmination of everything that conservatives have been warning about. We've been warning about mass immigration. We've been warning about the lack of naturalization. We have people coming over here that are not, we're no longer a melting pot. We have these people that are creating communities like Dearborn, where they are not becoming Americans. They are becoming immigrants and taking over America and spreading the very thing that they fled from. And then on top of that, these social programs that again and again are being abused and are there to control the people, and as well as they're just committing fraud and stealing money. And there's nothing American about it.
Have you seen all these videos where the Somalis go, "You are my slave. You work. I don't work. Pay your taxes, bitch." And people think that's like a joke. No, I talked about Somalis 20 years ago because the network was based in Minnesota, and I would go there and even see the first groups, and they would just swagger around and go, "I'm a god. Do you see how beautiful I am?" And, you know, because it's like this special inbred cult that that's just the ruling class of the Somalis, and they literally go, "Look how incredible I am, and I'm going to rule you, and I founded Minnesota 3,000 years ago, and just, you know, I own you, I'm destined to rule you," and they have like a 70 IQ, but at least they stand up for themselves. So despite the fact their IQ is 30 points lower than ours, it doesn't matter. At least they have the will to dominate. We don't have the will to stand up for ourselves.
No, we don't. And again, we have everything that we have in this country has been fought and died for. And yet we as kind of modern Americans are so ready to give this up, just to sit back, let these things happen, as opposed to fighting for what we believe in. And look, you know, the conservatives over the last many years, this goes back to some of the rhetoric that that has dominated the left, that, you know, white males are evil, you know, that we are these people that are causing this problem, and we should just sit back and shut up. And we've allowed that to happen because we, as conservative Americans, are out there just working, trying to provide for our families. We don't get caught up in these protests. We're not the squeaky wheel that gets all the attention. But folks, you got to change that. Like, they are winning, and we are losing our country. And if we don't do something, get really serious about fighting back on this, we are going to lose our country. And, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. We see what's happening, and we got to wake up, and we got to start fighting back. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Well, you sent us a clip that happened to already be on my list of a fellow pointing out, he talked to Somalis. They said, listen, under Islam, we're allowed to rob you, put you in enslavement, which is a fact. That's why when these Muslims start hearing they've done wrong, they get freaked out, like the woman at the podium. She believes she's allowed to. They're taught because we are the infidel. That's in the Quran. They can do this. And we had these censored before, but they couldn't find them censored because there's so much cussing by these people. So we'll have to bleep this out for radio stations so it'll kind of sound a little bit wonky for radio stations. But TV viewers will see it unedited, uncensored. But I have hundreds of these clips. But you know, here's a Somali. You're my slave. You're a scumbag. You're an idiot. You know, just a couple of these. And then going to the clip you talked about where this guy's talking to a Somali and he tells him, but I don't believe this guy. I have thousands of imams saying this. You can rape their women. You can sell them drugs. Because they're infidels, they deserve it. This is Orthodox Islam. This is not radical Islam, folks. There are plenty of Muslims that aren't really Muslims. They're great people. But it doesn't matter. They come in, they set up. Always they get bullied, and then we get bullied by this group because they're willing to exercise power, and we're not. Here it is.
My biggest fear in life is that this man may never witness our full takeover. Yes, he may never witness that. He already witnessed our partial takeover, our little success in America. And he's the reason, actually, I know that the community in America is thriving. He is how I know. It's like, he's how we measure our progress. If he doesn't tweet, somebody. If he tweet, I know. I know we're doing the right things. Yes, that's how I know. So, he's old and sick, I know. He may not witness our full takeover, but I promise you that his sons will witness, just like him. We came to exist in this country. See? The land of free men, the land of opportunities. And we're here. Yes. And we're not leaving, actually. We're not going back. What do you mean go back? You should go back first. You see, if you come first, you go first. See? Just like you. Tell me how you own this land. Explain to the world how this land became your land. Tell the world.
Shit. Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day. Free. I can use my EBT. Go to work for me. Yeah. And the U.S. government is, they work for me. All of you work for me. Now go to work. Pay them taxes. Take care of me and my people. All right? This is my land. I control this place. This is my reality. You all going to be enchained.
I got Somalians as neighbors, and I talked to one of them. And I asked him about this whole Somalian fraud that's going on in Minnesota. And one of the guys explained it to me this way. He said, back in Somalia, a lot of them come from clans. And Muslims have this thing where their spoils, even their Prophet Muhammad, whatever, he would go out and plunder people, and the spoils of war would be considered rightfully theirs. And whenever they would go to a place and they would subjugate the non-believers, they would put a tax on them. So he's like, the Somalians believe in Minnesota, their plunder is rightfully theirs, and it's just a tax that the white people are paying for the Somalians to, you know, for them, to the Muslims, to the non-believers. And so they do not comprehend the Western laws. They don't understand it. It doesn't compete to their Sharia law that they're practicing. And so this outrage. And so they also, he explained this one little thing to me. He's like, in their religion, they're permitted to lie. So when you see all these Somalians in Minnesota, you know, being outrageous that their fraud is being exposed. He's like, they're permitted to lie. They're permitted to tax the non-believers. They're permitted to practice their Sharia law. They're permitted to plunder because in their belief system, it is rightfully theirs. So they don't understand why all these people are upset about, you know, all this fraud that's going on, because they've been practicing all the stuff that they've been doing in Somalia. You know, they just brought their belief system here, and they do not understand why everyone's outraged. And, you know, so that's just, and I was like, well, that kind of makes sense. I guess if you raised up in one belief system, you went to another, and then, you know, you're upset why they're upset that you're marrying a 3-6-year-old. That's kind of been happening. So that's quite interesting. But here in Idaho, there's a very good Somalian population, and three doors house from me, a Somalian family lives, and sometimes I would talk to them.
That's right, and they think they're right, so they tell you all about how they're doing it because they're following a plan, and they're proud of it, and the left sees them as the perfect bagman is now coming out to steal a bunch of money and transfer it up to them. So what do you make of Nick Shirley, this great awakening, people finally getting this? I mean, this has got to concern the globalist, Gary Melton.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're telling us their plan. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This isn't, you know, just some theory in general. They're letting us know. They are inculcated in this ideology from the very beginning. They feel entitled to anything that a non-believer is. If you're a Muslim, if you're any non-believer, they feel like they're entitled to their resources, their assets. That's part of their religion, period. And, you know, again, everything that Nick Shirley is uncovering, and this isn't like the first time. I mean, we had the Feeding Our Future fraud that happened from 2020 to 2021. It was a $250 million scheme during COVID, and there's over 75 people that have been charged. Over 57 of them have already been convicted, and the vast majority, over 90% of them, are Somalis. So this is just a tip of the iceberg of what's going on in America. This is happening all over the United States, and again, they're letting us know, and we're welcoming in our invaders. We know what their intent is. They've told us, and yet we just sit back and act like, no, we're just being good people by letting the people that want to destroy this country, want to destroy our way of life, want to destroy the principles on which this country was founded, we're inviting them in. We're paying for them. We're funding them. They're taking our resources, and they're utilizing them against us, all in the name of charity by with and through the Democrats. So we can see who the enemy is and who is ushering in our demise. And, man, we got to wake up to what's going on.
I totally agree. Let's talk about other issues that tie to this and take calls when we come back. But I'm going to ask McBreen or Dew or whoever can do it. We should take that last guy talking because he's just saying the Somali neighbor told him. And don't go too far because it's, you know, just get 10 clips of imams. It's so easy. Imams say they're going to tax the West. Imams say they're going to enslave our women and children. Imams say they're going to take us over. And you can show them in Texas and New York and Europe, all saying, like, is this guy right? And then just show the clips where they're saying this is the plan. This is Islam. Like, they invade Kenya, Sudan. They're taking it over all out of Somalia. And they say, well, of course I'm going to sell these blacks as slaves. They're not Muslims. I have a right to do this. The Quran. They literally see you, if you're not a Muslim, as it's on Palestinian TV. Once we take over, we're going to put all your women in sex slavery. I mean, it is ultra predatory. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side. Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at theelectionstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. He brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. This is concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today, and then lock in a bigger discount. Cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, two flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. When you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we couldn't give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Look, I know most of the listeners understand this, but I need to focus more on this. The whole history of the world is about people standing up for themselves, different cultures competing against each other, and territorialism. And because of the Christian ethos, the power of the West, and the fact that in the last 300 years it was clear that the West was heads above everybody else and superior, you had this burden of the Christians to go out and try to uplift the rest of the world. And that's when the whole world population exploded. That's when whole areas of Africa and, you know, Asia and Latin America went from wastelands and almost no people to huge cities and towns and success, because they were adopting the West. But the globalists want to get rid of chivalry and free market and due process, because the wealth of the West got controlled by these central banks and these powerful kleptocrats that call themselves the scientific dictatorship, that came out of the British crown by 1850 funding what they called mind war, and how the British Empire could shut down free market and credit consolidation. So it's not so much the British Empire that runs it all now, but it's the ghost of that technocracy system. And so it sees the broken coalition that the Democrats and the Clintons adopted, and that's been declassified, leaked in their papers, of balkanizing, dividing us, the great game the British did in India to control people, just a few thousand troops, to have all these little broken groups fighting with each other, hating each other, so they can sit back and control. It's kind of like a warden will control a prison by the three or four racial groups that are in it. And so we have to recognize that's what it is. We have to recognize as the West that we're the main target and the idea of the West, because it's not compatible with the global tyranny they want to set up. So Gary Milton, Paramount Tactical, former U.S. Special Forces Green Beret, weapons sergeant and sniper team leader with four combat tours. He's worked full-time as a unit chief and special tactics instructor at a federal agency. He's the owner and lead instructor for Paramount Tactical Solutions. And he has a very popular podcast as well, Paramount Tactical, on X, YouTube, Paramount Tactical. I go a million places here, but I'd like to talk about where you see the Trump administration, what you think he could be doing better, what the Democrats are going to do, Mondami, Iran. Now we're not talking about hitting their nuclear sites again, but any ballistic missiles. That goes to full war. Trump says if they shoot any protesters, he's going to hit them. Well, they've already been shooting protesters. We can roll B-roll of that. So obviously Trump wants control of our hemisphere, Venezuela, all of that. But there's a major realignment. Trump's trying to reassert U.S. dominance. I get that. But I'm worried about the traps of quagmires and you know, Netanyahu coming last week and Trump suddenly clicking his heels and saying, yeah, we're ready to go up against Iran. This is not what people voted for. Where do you see big picture all this going?
Well, I think the key to this, the solution to this, the antidote to everything that you and I are talking about, and probably I know it's my biggest criticism of the Trump administration, and that is accountability. Whether we're talking about what's going on in Minnesota, whether we're talking about what's going on in the deep state, whether we're talking about us being constantly pushed toward another war, the fact is we're uncovering all of these different just corruption time and time again, and we're not seeing any accountability. And that is why Trump is going to continue to lose people like us that are 100% behind Trump. But the fact is we never see accountability, and we've got to start doing that. Whether it's our allies, whether it's our enemies, we got to have accountability both domestically and abroad. And I don't understand, you know, that's my question to you. Like, why do you think it is that we're not seeing the accountability that we were promised going into this?
Because it's Trump is pulling on a pool of people that are establishment. Most are just lazy or scared. Others are Democrat operative. He's got Todd Blanche in there that's a Democrat. And again, Trump admits he got screwed the first time because he wasn't sophisticated. He's doing it again. I mean, I think it, you know, we know he's talking about firing a bunch of them. Well, it should have already happened.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, I think Trump has to get behind the wheel and start taking control and actually holding these people accountable. And all of his appointees got to start doing better. I mean, because, again, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Trump is still the best option, but he's not following through on his promises. And, you know, we're going to continue to have problems in the midterms if that doesn't take place. We're going to continue to have problems in 2028 if that doesn't take place. It can get a lot worse. Just him shutting the border, I've said this a million times, if he did nothing else in the entire administration, just shutting the border and controlling that border is a huge benefit and better than where
we were. Well, for me, that's the paradox is controlling the border, better financial policies, cutting a lot of the deep state funding, getting Kennedy in, who's already banned the mRNA and mercury and shots and dyes. And yeah, exactly. So it's paradoxical. Like, so much good's happening. I just know if he doesn't remove the globalist nerve center, he'll just be a speed hump. They'll be right back once he's gone.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the deep state didn't go away just because we got a new administration. They're still there. They're just doing a flanking maneuvers on him now as opposed to going after him directly with lawfare and other things. And that's what people need to realize that's happening as well. But, again, we got to start seeing some action. We got to start seeing some accountability. And this is great to uncover everything that Nick Shirley's uncovering in Minnesota, but what's going to happen with this? What is going to deter the Democrats and everybody else that is corrupt in our system from doing this in the future? Because we know this is happening in Minnesota. This is happening all over the United States, and nothing's being done about it. They uncover it. A couple people go to jail. maybe. And we still have
totally agree. Like you said, in 2017, 2020, they already busted a bunch of them. And it's in Texas. It's in Ohio. It's in every state. And it's not just the Somalis. That is just a tribe follow orders. So they're the worst. And people are finally getting it. The Democrats are using them as bagmen. I'm not defending the Somalis, but it goes right up the top of the Democratic Party. Same thing in Europe. Here's a clip of Nick Shirley talking about the death threats he's getting, which you know he is. And then all these creepy clips of leftists celebrating it, saying they can't wait till he dies. Well, let me give you a little newsflash. Thousands of people alone have already hit Minnesota. They're hitting all the other cities. So good luck. You kill him, it only gets bigger. But it shows the terroristic instincts of these people. And then if Shirley gets killed, I'm sure we'll be told Trump did it or TPUSA did it. And there'll be some Fort Huachuca meeting where the witnesses were there when, you know, Erica Kirk planned the killing of Nick Shirley. Because, you know, because the left's not doing it, even though they're calling for it. Here's the clips.
There's like bounties on me here in Minnesota. Lots of messages, death threats, obviously, on social media.
Nick Shirley received death threats, and someone offered a $1 million reward for his capture. After he exposed the alleged fraud involving billions of dollars, Minnesota became no longer safe for him. In her recent public statement, Shirley indicated that as the investigation progressed and the exposure expanded, she began to receive a large number of threatening messages, including threatening content aimed at others' personal safety. Regarding the so-called bounty claim, it has not yet been publicly confirmed by law enforcement agencies, but the dissemination of such remarks has already rapidly escalated the situation. As welfare and daycare subsidy frauds were continuously exposed, the long-term beneficiaries who had profited from it began to panic and become angry. Investigators in Minnesota received death threats and were warned with BOLO alerts. The incident escalated from a financial corruption issue to a serious conflict involving personal safety, reflecting the intense backlash after the systematic fraud was exposed.
Okay, this punk-ass little racist white dude in Minneapolis, Nick, whoever he is, TikTok, y'all know what, you're doing well. Keep that dude.
So that guy likes $24 billion still in Minnesota and county. He likes the country collapsing. He sits there with his evil Charlie Manson face, talking about this. This shows who these people are. And I remember General Flynn like 8 months ago saying there's bounties on Border Patrol, there's bounties on ICE. And then a month later it came out there was, but $50,000, including bounties on himself and me, millions, I'll leave it at that. But they're like, oh, no, we don't have bounties on you, even though they do, ramming their cars, shooting at them, their facilities. And then you look at that scumbag Antifa guy. I mean, he's just such a piece of filth.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at, look, if there was a Republican that was committing this type of fraud, or this was happening under a Republican administration, like we have with Tim Walz, you and I wouldn't be defending this. We'd be calling out it for the corruption that it is. And
more so because it's a Republican.
100%. And this is the Achilles heel of the Republicans, for better or for worse. And I'm proud of the fact that we're willing to criticize our own. But the fact is, Democrats won't. Democrats will defend this blue no matter who. Doesn't matter what's taking place. They're going to say, hey, this is just all one big, you know, information op. This is a lie. They're going to defend this corruption no matter what. We can't just sit back and say, hey, you know what? Let's put aside parties for just a moment and say that we're fellow Americans. The fact is we have a bunch of people that are stealing millions of dollars of tax dollars, billions, and just taking us for a ride. And we can't even, you know, we have people on the other side of the aisle that won't even call out that. Like, if they won't call that out, what else won't they call out? Like, they're actually increasing the rhetoric against Nick Shirley, and they're not going to be happy until someone takes him out. And that
I'll make a prediction. Unless he has the right security, if he keeps it up, they're going to kill him.
Yeah, I
because I mean, they got a hard on overnight, even bigger than they had for Charlie. And here's the deal: I'm not trying to predict this. I'm just saying you can see it the way he's inspired everybody. But I'm going to give him a newsflash. They killed Nick Shirley, they just made their problem 10 times bigger.
Yeah, you know, well, the problem that we have on that goes is it's just like what we saw with Charlie Kirk.
Huachuca killed him, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to spin that. It was actually a right-wing Republican that killed him. It was, you know, this is just all one big big the Trump administration.
I'm sure
did
Mitch
this.
Chino will be at the next meeting.
Yeah, he walked right in on it. He saw President Trump himself directing that they killed Nick Shirley. That's what they're going to say. They're going to spin this around. And unfortunately, we have millions and millions of Americans that are going to fall for it. They're going to believe it. They're going to parrot it, and they're going to say it's true. And
but as negative as that is, Mr. Melton, isn't it positive they have to move to the pure threat mode now?
Yeah, I mean, look, they are threatened. There's no doubt about it. And they're going to have to do something extreme to get the spotlight off of them. But, again, what is the Trump administration going to do about this? Are they going to press charges? Are they going to investigate this? Are they going to go around the rest of the country? Is Pam Bondi going to go ahead and start doing indictments for probably the 50 to 100 other schemes that are taking place right now, taking American tax dollars that are emboldening our enemies, that are funding our enemies, both the Democrats and Islam and
well,
everything else going
on? Obama set it up because he ran Biden. The whole time he was giving Muslim Brotherhood billions of dollars. He did the Arab Spring. So that's why the Somalis get what I've seen, like 30%. Muslim Brotherhood gets about another 30%. And then 40% goes to the Democrats. That's what we've seen. So we see in the indictments, they're only getting about 30% of the money. They're sending money to the terrorists and literally the Muslim Brotherhood for Sudan, everywhere else. And then they're sending the majority or 40% to the Democrats.
Yeah. And we're still sending money to the Taliban. Like, how many times do we have to fund our own demise? Like, we have to stop from a political standpoint and from a very real military standpoint. We are funding terrorists. We are importing terrorists by the millions. At least we were. And we still haven't gotten rid of those folks. Like, there is still millions of people that want nothing but the destruction of America that have come through our border during the Biden administration and even long before. And we're doing nothing about it. We're sitting back and we're talking about, talking about a little bit of corruption that's taking place in Minnesota. It's important, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. We got to start waking up.
I agree. The good news has got people's attention. Real quick, before we take a few calls that are on these general subjects from Fix It All, Baldy, John, Jefferson, and Nolok, before Matt Bracken joins us, short update again on the Candace Owens thing. I'm not going to go over the whole story. Her star witness, serial liar, was arrested. Video of what he did when he was arrested. He said his wife did what he does on the video. He's discredited right there. They say, we don't care. Doesn't matter. They have alibis for Machuca. Just where that's going. I know you've been interviewing the families, the victims, all of it. Any little tidbits on where that is?
Well, yeah, look, I mean, Mitch is done. But just since the last time that you and I talked.
Is she going to give him the 150 grand she raised?
You know what? I don't know. That should definitely go to his family. He hasn't paid child support for any of his kids.
Well, think of the message. So, you can email her, make up a story, she'll get you 150 grand.
Yeah, and as long as you're saying what she wants you to say, she's going to take it. She's not going to do any vetting. It took 5 minutes to do any vetting of this guy and figure out his story. But since you and I last talked, we've continued to investigate this entire thing. I've actually been working with Patriot Dad EV 2.0, who has mapped out all of the bots, all of the sock puppet accounts that are perpetuating and pushing this entire PSYOP. We're going to be doing a live podcast tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Paramount Tactical YouTube. You definitely want to tune into that. But I'm telling you, folks, this is extremely sophisticated. We're dealing with state actors. We're dealing with political actors.
Well, let me just back you up. I talked to people in the Army Special Operations without even looking. They found the feeds and the connections on this, just like all the other attacks on Trump, right out of England.
Yeah. And it's not just England, though. That's the other thing, too. We can see who's going to benefit from the demise of the Trump administration. England is definitely behind this. The UK is definitely behind this. There's definitely some MI6 ties, but I think it's even deeper than that. And again, like, we're going to continue to look into this and show the American people that this is a well-organized and engineered psychological operation. And they're tricking you, and they're doing it effectively. And they're not even using believable stories. I mean, most people wouldn't believe this nonsense is coming from Mitch. They wouldn't believe, you know, the Egyptian airplanes following Erica Kirk around. But people are buying into this hook, line, and sinker because they have been primed over the last, at least the last administration and going back much further. We understand that the government lies to us. We understand that the FBI lies to us. But folks, there's a lot of other people out there that are also lying to us, and they will They will capitalize on your distrust and push you in a direction that is self-defeating. And we need to realize what's going on. And hopefully we can continue to uncover this and show you real proof of what's happening behind all of this.
Definitely. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air on Free Speech. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex, and your guest. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year. You know, the Shlomo guy in Italy is talking about taking away our First Amendment rights on the internet and having us have some sort of
Shlomo in Israel.
Yeah, Shlomo. And this is what we're in a sort of a ghetto, aren't we? This is what we were told by the Drudge Report guy. Matt Drudge told you that we'd be in a ghetto where they'd make the rules and we'd all live under their rule in the internet, and the social media has become a killing field for free speech.
Well, that's right. He said that, what, like 9 years ago. Drudge comes here, rare interview with all he ever did, and he said he met with top Republicans and a Supreme Court justice. He told me who at dinner, and they said, here's the whole plan, and it all came true.
Right. We walked right into the ambush, the trap, the killing field, where we can be fined internationally for things we say on the internet. And people like van der Leyen of the EU gets to say, well, you owe us $1 million and you don't get to be on the internet anymore.
Yes, you're right. So?
So I'm saying we need to come up with some sort of antidote to the notion that speaking on the internet using...
Well, we need an internet bill of rights, and Trump criticized and now has pulled a $40 million deal from the UK over their censorship in the U.S. Trump needs to come out against Netanyahu and his surrogates saying we need to repeal the First Amendment. That's a litmus test, Trump. You need to slap that down. This is ridiculous.
And the antidote's always going to be self-regulation. I mean, we as the American people need to start standing up and saying, hey, we can't allow this thing to happen to begin with. And we definitely got to do something about social media and the way that they are censoring opposition voices, for sure.
All right. Thank you, Jefferson. Let's go to Baldy in Florida. You're on the air. Incoming Iran false flag, you think? Go ahead.
Yeah. As a 20-year listener plus, I can attest to the exponential awakening that has happened. 20 years ago, you talk about any of this stuff, people look at you like you're from another planet. Exactly 6 years ago from tomorrow, I called in and predicted COVID, a deadly shot that would be attached to it, and that you would start shaving your head. And then around 3 years, and I have the receipts to prove it, and around 3 years ago, I started calling in predicting that there is going to be a false flag nuclear 9/11 that would be blamed on Iran. I know our time is limited. You could listen to my full breakdown.
No, I remember
my
when
podcast.
You called in at least one of the times, the latest one. So
yeah, well, you can listen to all my calls, nuclear 9/11 podcast, listen to everywhere. But I want to point out that just like with 9/11, although the Muslim Brotherhood may be the ones that carried it out, the Mossad and United States intelligence are going to run cover for it. I used to say that it was going to be done to derail President Trump. This was before President was even reelected, before they took a shot at him. But now I believe it's to derail the liberty movement that is on fire right now. People are talking about not paying their taxes. And again, as a longtime listener, an American Christian, I appreciate you exposing the Muslim fraud. But let's not forget the same religion practices that the Muslims follow, so do the Jews. They say they could rob from us. They say they could steal from us. You know, it was the Pharisees that ordered Jesus to be crucified. Who are the modern-day Pharisees? What are the modern-day Pharisees saying? You know, that's what we need to be focused on as well.
Well, I mean, we did cover Israel wanting to take our free speech away. I mean, we did cover that.
And I agree with you, Alex. And the Baldy Report has been running a survey on your X account of, you know, because everyone says, well, Alex works for this, Alex works for that. And unfortunately, there is a wide range of people that come to your X account, almost 50% that say you work for Israel. I completely disagree with that.
But I'm not covering Israel to prove something to those delusional people. I mean, half the public thinks the two men can have a baby. But I cover other things in Israel. So that seems to be like the only thing they know about. So I'm not here to prove anything to them. So it makes them feel better than me, 31 years on air, fighting all this and waking everybody up. Then that makes them feel big and official. I welcome them to do that. I mean, it's just stupid memes of me with yarmulkes and stuff. It's not serious. It's not real. And I'm not. And so it's retarded. Every time I put something out about Israel doing bad, they go, why are you suddenly doing this? It's stupid. It's a lie. It's not reality-based. Deal with what's happening in the world. Stop the attacks on free speech. Defend the country. Bring the republic back. That's what it's about. I don't care about surveying people who I work for. The same ones say I'm Bill Hicks or something. It's mentally retarded, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I know China's a major threat. I'm sorry I know the EU's a major threat. They're all trying to take control of us. I'm covering all the major threats while we try to free those countries from the tyranny they're under. I like Elon Musk. He's fighting all the same stuff. The EU, the UK, all the censorship. Whoever comes to do it, we're against it. It's real simple. You can see cause and effect. Thank you very much. Looking at this, Gary Melton, what else is on? I had a lot of questions, but what else is on your radar right now people should know about?
Well, I mean, I think you're touching on one of the major points about this is that this we keep being presented with these false binary choices. I mean, the fact is that Israel does not have the U.S. interest at heart. All right. But we can't say that Islam and these other countries have U.S. interests at heart either. And the problem is once you start criticizing or pointing out and highlighting what's being done to one, now we're saying, oh, well, you're criticizing Islam, you're criticizing these other countries that are causing harm to the United States, so now you're a puppet of Israel. Like, no. I am an American. I believe in everything that we stand for, and the fact is, none of these people are our friends, and like we have to kind of shift focus and pay attention to what's going on because they're all working together for our demise.
Yeah, and how can they not get that? Like the last caller seemed like a nice guy, but he goes, you know, I know you've been talking about Muslims. Can we get back on Israel? We just spent half the show on that. It's mentally, it's like every time I talk about China or I remember a few months ago, Chernobyl leaking. And half the comments are, why are you diverting from Israel? I'm covering a leaking nuclear reactor. If I cover a snowstorm, they go, why are you diverting? It's like all they think about. And to me, that's mentally ill.
No, there is definitely a fixation on Israel amongst a certain population. It's like, okay, I agree with 90% of what you're saying, but they're not our only problem. And as a matter of fact, they're not our most important problem or the biggest threat that we have right now. The biggest threat that we have right now is the fact that American people are falling for this nonsense. We're being set up to believe utter ridiculous things, and nobody can figure out what the truth is. And
we also have a permanent bureaucracy of deep staters that are literally robbing things blind and trying to collapse the country. So Doge and all that, it's all important, folks. The border, the dollar, the EU, all of it. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed. Two I designed. Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, same Crusader King. And then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones. And it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, in a tube. Or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you. I'm not saying you got to do it. Then you'll be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.